This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just wanted to mention quickly, the show we were just talking about when we went to break was The Queen's Gambit, and the girl's name is Anya Taylor-Joy. The stunning chick that we were talking about, watching her walk and how poised she is. And apparently we didn't mention the show enough because I had a couple people, including my mom, who texted me and, you know, were like, who was that you were talking about? And I thought, well, we don't always reset. So I thought I'd do it because if they texted me, then other people must be wondering.
You can find that show on Netflix, right?
Queen's Gambit on, yeah, I think it's Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a surprise hit, I think. It's
so good.
Like, it'll really surprise you that you're watching someone play chess.
And fully involved.
Right.
Like, so, and I would assume that for people who are really into chess, this might actually be even more interesting than it was for me, who's completely not into it.
And, by the way, I don't want to give too much away, but there is a drinking scene that's very reminiscent of the way I used to behave. I didn't dance around in the house by myself, but...
Are you sure you didn't? I mean, what do you know?
No, I'm pretty sure. But you get your supplies into your house, you lock the whole world out, and now it's just you and your drinks. That's very... I was like, oh, boy.
Now you're having a real party.
Do I recognize that or what?
You and your best friends.
Yuck. Anyway, let's start, Bryn.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app to stream Alice all day long.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that. Get the Radio.com app and stream Alice all day long. And now, right after we leave the airwaves, you've got V, and V is the bridge to Jane, and then there's Jane, and then the music goes on after that all
night
long.
24/7. We're a radio station.
And rip the knob off.
Well said,
Bryn. Even when you don't want to listen to it, just turn it down. Don't turn it off. Thank you.
Today's weather, it's going to be super nice. Sunny, highs in the temps in the high 60s and even into the 70s in some places. Yesterday, the undefeated Steelers lost to Washington football team. The Niners also lost. Mm. And today there's football on. Weird. Dallas at Baltimore, 5 o'clock. The Brits have started getting vaccinated. And the Queen said, I'll wait my turn.
I want to see if there'll be side effects.
You're the most important old person in the country. I think we can put you in the front of the line without that being called.
No, it's all right. Cheers. Thank you for thinking of me. I'll be here in Buckingham Palace and perfectly well insulated.
I really found that hysterical. Yeah. I'll wait my turn. I'm pretty sure it's your turn.
What'd you call it? I'm 200 years old. If I made it this far, I'll continue to live on. Long live the Queen, so
my
saith
goodness.
I.
Right. A new study found people who drink lots of coffee don't actually like coffee more than people who drink less of it. It's just that they're caffeine junkies.
That's I agree with that.
And that is the nature. So this study... which I could have probably helped them with. The thing about addiction is you think you need more. I think I need
always.
More.
I
got to have more
just,
of that.
And I'm worse than ever. Down. I am drinking a full pot every day. 14 cupper.
Oh, my God. By
every
yourself?
Day. Yeah.
And you're not tweaking right now?
No, I guess I'm just used to it. Well, but if I didn't have it, I'd be dragging. That's for sure. I think I would be. Maybe I wouldn't.
Researchers in Germany found people who drink lots of coffee don't actually like the taste of coffee more than people who drink less. It's just that they're addicted to caffeine more than the rest of us, and therefore got to keep bringing it up. There you go. And there's Sarah pulling a sip off of hers.
That's Bryn making the slurping sound, though.
There's a Twitter challenge on right now, which I thought was interesting. We've talked about this stuff before, but they say the challenge is age yourself with a store. And so these would be stores that either are no longer around or something that you went to as a kid that maybe is still around. Radio Shack's on the list. I was thinking, and I've said these names before, there used to be a store called Best. And it's not Best Buy. It was called Best. And it was like a catalog order thing my mom went to. And there was also, we went to Fedco and Gemco. These were stores in Southern California that were sort of the start of the membership thing that you get at Costco. Right. Which also, by the way, wasn't it the Price Club?
Price Club, yep.
Didn't it start as the Price Club and turned into Costco?
It came up on the Johnny Pod because we were talking about Costco. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's was Price Club. I was thinking that even Sears would date you. Like, there aren't really Sears around anymore.
Yeah, yep.
But Woolworth,
Sears right now.
Yeah.
When I want to say, from 3 to like I don't know, a teenager, the Sears catalog was like the thing that I used to pore over.
Yep.
And just that, there's my list, my piece of paper next to the book, and I would just pore over it. Well, I got to have this and this toy, and you know, I try to provide Santa with all the detailed information, you know, the product code and everything
Absolutely,
necessary,
all the stuff
just
you
to
need.
Make sure there was no mistaking what
Sears
was coming to me.
Christmas wish book.
Yep,
that was the one, and you'd have to fight your siblings for it too. Like you wanted to get it first, get through, and get your list going. And put your initial next to what you wanted so they wouldn't order the same thing.
So Radio Dumb Shack kids. Makes the list. KB Toys. B. Dalton.
Oh.
Was B. Yeah. Dalton the bookstore? What was B. Dalton?
I thought it was like a gift store, like China or something. There used to be one in Greenbrae.
Yeah, it's a bookstore.
Then I don't know that one at all. I'm thinking of something completely different.
Robinson's May. Funko Land. I don't know that. Funko. Circuit City. Of course, the Good Guys.
Yeah. Mm.
Those stores went poof. Anyway,
they were here when
I got
here.
That was fun.
Yeah, are there still Woolworths around? We used to go to Woolworths.
Oh, Woolworths is a great one. In fact, Woolworths predates us by a lot.
A lot, right?
Just like Sears does, Woolworths. But Woolworths sort of lost relevance
long time ago. It went away when we were. I think the last one that I know of maybe closed when I was in my 20s.
Right. Yeah, they're. Oh boy.
Oh boy, what? We lost the kids?
I just looked up and watched the biggest yawn on Nicole's face. Okay, I'll move on.
Sorry.
She doesn't know these stories. I'll just skip.
Well, she's a kid, you know. I'm fully engaged, Vin. She needs more coffee, huh?
I do. I didn't have a lot of coffee this morning, but the only stores I know are Sears and Radio Shack that were mentioned on that list.
Do you
even
know
the Good Guys you don't know?
No. Oh,
you don't know the Good Guys?
Good Guys?
There were still Good Guys when I moved here, and you were born.
Yeah, I think they closed not too long ago. Yeah. When do you think Woolworth closed?
Their final store?
Mm-hmm.
97.
Oh.
Oh. All
right. So this is a story from Florida. Hi, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never heard of the Villages Retirement Community in Florida, I guess it's a party place. It's the place where people go to rage. On Friday night, a couple in the Villages were surprised when a company called Fuzzy Vodka rolled up to their driveway party in a tricked out golf cart. Rick Skudak and his 59-year-old wife, Danette, won the cart over 11,000 other people in a contest, and they now have this tricked out golf cart.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what
they
fun.
Were thrilled, and their neighbors clapped and cheered.
Yay!
Look at the Skutaks! They won! Yippee!
Maybe they'll let us take it for a joyride. Ooh, there it is showing up. Oh, it's
so
boy,
cool.
That's nice.
All right.
Unfortunately, a few hours later, maybe I should re-mention that Fuzzy Vodka is who gave them the golf cart. Danette was arrested a few hours later after she flipped the golf cart while she was driving it around. One of the people in the cart with her was taken to the hospital in an ambulance.
Oh, no.
Danette was charged with DUI for driving the Fuzzy Vodka golf cart under the influence.
So that is that's terrible news, actually.
It's always a bummer when things start out so fun. Such a party.
Just
such
have
good
vodka.
Times.
They look so happy in that golf cart. Look at them.
They look so young, too. They're living in a retirement village.
But then, you know, her mugshot doesn't look so young. Check this out. Oh, man.
Oh.
Jail ages you a little
bit.
Yeah,
she looks my age. That's true.
And as is always the case, the drunk driver seems to walk off without issue, and the person who was in the cart with her.
Look how happy that guy was right up until she rolled the thing. He's all,
does she have a drink in her hand?
She does. She does have something in her hand.
Or a snow cone or a dildo. That is a really weird looking.
What?
That is a weird looking drink. Look
Sarah,
at it. Well, it looks like a sex toy. I'm sorry. You know, that's what it looks like. She looks really happy to be holding it, too.
You know.
Hey, I meant to mention this stuff real quick before we got into our ridiculous news, which is sort of our thing. So we kind of went back into quarantine or into shelter in place in a big way in the Bay Area. But
yes.
I thought it's worth a mention that there is still stuff open. So you can't go eat at a restaurant inside a restaurant, but you can take food to go.
Yeah.
And you can't necessarily go into every retail store you want, but many retail stores are still open, and they'll probably do some kind of, you know, count at the doorway. But it's still, you can still do your Christmas shopping. You're not, you know, you're not
right.
suddenly
you're not...
only able to get stuff online. There are ways to go out and be outside. And I think even the malls are still going to stay open. You have to wear your mask, and they won't let too many people in at once, but that's still an option for you. So I wanted to mention that as today's sort of the day that everybody's back into a different level of quarantine. And in the front page of the paper, this is the Merck, they show a playground all yellow taped off, like, caution, don't be here. Mm-hmm. Don't let your kids play here. We're trying to keep
everybody out.
I'm glad
you mentioned that because we're definitely, retailers really want you to know that.
Yes.
We're open. Please patronize us.
Yeah. Yeah, I know our friend Alan is probably like, yeah, yep, thank you. Please mention that.
Yes, bananas at large, everyone. It's open
ding,
for business.
Ding, ding.
Shame.
We love them.
Yep.
All right. So where was I? Back to my nonsense. Oh, I have a guy. Check this out. Speaking of the quarantine, a guy in Taiwan was fined $3,500 for breaking quarantine for 8 seconds.
Oh.
I think there's different governments have different ways of keeping people in line.
That's one way.
That is intense. That is really
something
else. And
we bitch about our
else.
Freedoms. Jesus.
Yeesh. They also say the World Health Organization says that this holiday season, you shouldn't hug anyone to try and keep the transmission rates down. All right.
Hugging. It's part of the holidays. I assume mistletoe's out. Oh, well. Bad year to be a mistletoe bush.
Well, I'm kind of bummed. We're not going to have any kind of work part. Like, usually Winterland would be when we'd all get to hang, and it'd be cool to have V there and get to hang with her and watch you guys go nuts.
Alice is doing a party. It's on Saturday the 19th. You just tune in. I think it's 6 p.m.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's like a whole little online concert thing.
That's different from the company meeting.
Yeah, no, it's not the company meeting.
It's not the company town hall.
Is that happening, the company town hall?
Last I heard it was.
Yeah, of course it's happening.
I thought I saw something about it being canceled.
No, I got that on my calendar for February 14th at 11 a.m.
Well, then you're going to miss it because it's December 14th.
Oh, that's what did
Valentine's
I say?
Day.
February 14th.
Sorry. No, I got it. I'm looking at December. Sorry. I don't know what month it is because I've been inside for
Groundhog Day. It could be any day. You tell me, I'll believe you.
Anyway.
That cancellation email, can you forward that to me? I just want to make sure.
No.
If it's canceled, that's great. You want me to take that off my calendar?
Sarah's the one saying
Sarah
that.
Said it's canceled. I'm going to take it off my calendar.
I'm making that up, I think. I'm not sure. I thought I saw something about it being canceled, but I guess I was wrong. We're all going to see you there.
One says canceled it. They canceled it because they just renamed it.
Oh, they renamed it.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's what I did see. Oh, phew. I was like, I guess I've gone crazy.
So it is, yeah.
It was just like a disregard the email. Got it. All right.
We're renaming this, but
I mean,
it's still
happening. Yay, thank goodness. I was really looking forward to our town hall meeting.
Our text, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. The corner building, now a Gap, by the cable car turnaround at Powell and Market was a big Woolworths.
Oh.
Some of it's call the Woolworth building. Oh, sometimes they don't take all the signs down. I've definitely seen a lot of signs on certain streets where you look at it and go, Levi's isn't in there. Why is that sign still there? That's weird.
Nobody paid to take it down, I guess.
Right. Why should a shopping mall or any retail store be open, yet a hairdresser who has many hours and license and sanitation cannot? Not following the science on that one. Sarah?
Who, me?
Yeah, can you answer that for them?
You know, I'll say that it's because you have to be in such close proximity to another person. That's the only thing. It's the only reason. I feel your pain. They actually say that there have been, I read something where there have been no cases traced back to hair salons. I don't know about nail salons. And actually, I think a hairdresser might have told me that. So it's, you know, just consider the source now that I think about it.
Santa Rosa Mall, open and safe, says 707. Okay.
All right. Retail, open.
707 says, apparently the village has a rockin' swinger community, too.
Oh. Well, you only live once. And we're getting toward the end here. Let's make this interesting.
Wait, what?
Where is the village?
They hang shower poofs, the brightly colored netted things on their car, and there's a whole color code that goes with the poofs. So whatever you are into, that's the colored poof you fly proudly on your car. Oh. I remember Kapuro used to tell me that there was a thing, a color-coded, not handkerchief, bandana in the gay community that you would put in your pocket, and the color-coded bandana would let guys know that you're into...
You're a top or a bottom.
Or there was a bunch of different things that he would say. And I don't know, you know, sometimes he's not always truthful, and I didn't know any better, so I just bought whatever he sold me.
Right.
But I think that's something he used to say, like you'd put.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it pays to let people know what you're into. If you're into things that you think that they should know about, and if you're a pink poof and they can just swing by the house whenever they want because of that one thing you like.
To see the shower poof dictionary.
Oh,
telling us which color is which.
Is it just for that community? That's they had their own poof system? Because
that's what 707 is saying.
Might
I don't
not
know.
Be a universal poof system, Ben. You don't want to get that kind of thing wrong.
I'll look it up on the break, and then when we come back, I'll read the rest of the text and tell you if I found the poof dictionary.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.